Hello.
Hi, Karen. It's Nadine.
Hi.
I had just stepped away from my desk, and I missed your call. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem at all.
So I have some good news. So,
yes.
You know, I was talking with my manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know when we had talked about the Google Guaranteed, you guys were going to be starting the process, right, for the licensing, because the lawn care is what's asking for the licensing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. For the landscaping vertical,
mm-hmm.
all they're requiring is just the insurance and the background
mm-hmm.
check. So,
oh, okay.
Let's say, even if you guys wanted to start the process, right, for the application to get approved,
mm-hmm.
you could start it with the landscaping. And then once you guys ever get the licensing for the lawn care, all
mm-hmm.
we have to do is just update that on your with your Google Guaranteed, and then you can be found for the lawn care.
Oh,
does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's not like you're not, like, if you guys wanted to also start the process of the Google Guaranteed, in addition to what you guys are already currently doing,
mm-hmm.
you could start it with the landscaping category, and then once you guys have your licensing for the lawn care, it's just a matter of you sending us the license, the copy of it,
mm-hmm.
and then we just update it for the Google Guaranteed profile. So that way
okay.
you could still be found now, not just for the landscaping, but the lawn care. So I just wanted to make sure I ran that by you guys, because I'm like, oh my gosh, well, that's so much more better, because I mean, if they're having to wait for that one particular one, then you know what
yeah.
I mean? It kind of holds off the process for you guys.
Okay, awesome. And then also another question.
Yeah.
For the Google Guaranteed, can we also
uh-huh.
add, because I don't know if he spoke to you about, like, in the winter, we do like snow removal and like snow plowing.
Yes, he did. So let me tell you, when we were talking about that, he had mentioned to me, right, that
mm-hmm.
That he does snow removal, but maybe you can help me understand a little bit more. I know your
mm-hmm.
dad was wanting it to be like a whole different business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to explain to him, when you keep it under one business, you can be found
mm-hmm.
for all those keywords, right? So
yeah.
let me look at something really quick just to see what the qualifications are for the snow removal, because
mm-hmm.
bear with me here, hon, while I check really quick.
Oh, yeah, no
yeah.
problem.
Snow removal is an availability for Google Guaranteed because they do have a category for it. I just need to see exactly what the requirement is for that.
Okay.
60139 is the zip code. I was like, oh man, I gotta catch her before she leaves, because I know you're only there for a certain time, right?
Yeah,
and it would be the same thing. See, you just want to make sure, like, okay, when your dad's getting the licensing, that it's under, you know, his right business name, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, snow removal. Yeah, because I know some of these guys do. He can definitely be found for the snow removal. I need to have my manager look up to see what's required. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
if he wanted the snow removal, I mean, we have many people that do like three different categories, right, for Google
mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. When you do that, just, you know that you'll always pay like whatever the higher one is. That's going to cover
mm-hmm.
all three for Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Let me just look to see what the snow removal cost is. I'm just curious for that area.
Okay. Nadine. Flash.
Your desk. Oh, you can assess that.
Yeah.
He already forgot about me. No. Ya se le olvidó. Digo, ¿qué pasó? ¿Ya se olvidó de mí o qué?
Es que me dijo su nombre en inglés y dije, ¿quién? No me acuerdo.
Dice, ¿quién es
la...?
¿Sabes por qué? Le digo a mi mamá que me... Le dije, oye, tú me diste un nombre que nadie puede pronunciar en español. ¿Fue un castigo que me diste ese nombre o qué? Mi nombre quiere decir en francés, es de francés, mi nombre, y quiere decir esperanza, hope. Le digo, ¿por qué no me nombraste Esperanza? Y ¿sabes lo que me dijo? Era entre tres nombres, Magdalena, Sabrina, o que era Nadine. Le dije, pues me dices lo más difícil.
De modo, saludos, oiga, hasta luego.
Right? ¿Cómo fue su fin de semana, Roberto? ¿Bien? ¿Bien? Ay, qué bueno. Siempre con bendiciones. Ok.
Sí, 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 no hay de otra.
Eso
bueno, pues,
sí. Okay. Igualmente. Okay, Karen, so yeah. So for the snow removal, we can definitely do it. Now, do you guys know if you need any licensing for snow removal?
I know he wanted me to get the licensing for the season, the snow removal and ice control.
Okay.
So I'm going to be working on that to have that before the
That's good. So it's the same thing. If you want to be found for the snow removal later, like right before that season's going to hit for Google Guaranteed, all we have to do is just update it with the licensing. So for snow removal, what falls under that is commercial snow removal, residential plowing, residential shoveling and blowing, salt and de-icing, snow relocation. So those are the categories underneath of that, which is good.
Okay.
So especially for the commercial. Yeah, so all we would do, again, like we could start the process for him for the landscaping, get, you know, get that process going, get him approved. And then once you guys have the licensing for the snow removal and the one for the lawn care, just provide that to us so that way we can go ahead and update it and get him found for those verticals as well.
Okay.
We call them verticals, but it's really meant categories.
Okay.
Okay.
So he does need the licensing for snow removal too, right, for that?
Yeah. Yes, it looks like it. Okay.
Okay. Is it a specific one or is it just a general?
I think it's a general. Let me take a look. Licensing for... I'm looking up something to see what licenses the snow removal business need. It says general or permit, but I want to see what's needed in your area. Do you have a couple of minutes? I could do a dummy account and it'll give me exactly what it is.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, let me do that better. It's easier if I just do that and it'll give me exactly the specifics of what's needed. Now you already have what I told you what you need for the other, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back here. I'm going to act like I'm making a dummy account. Let's see if it lets me do it. I want to go here. Let's start it like a brand new. I'm going to use my personal email so that way I can do it. It'll make it easier. Let's see. Illinois. I know, when do you guys typically start getting your snow? How early does it come in?
It usually starts, like, honestly, like, around, there's been few for September, even. Like, they'll reach out.
Really? Oh, my gosh. You're like, when do you even? Wow, that's kind of a bummer. I mean, good for you guys for business, right? But it's a bummer because you don't get much of a summer.
Yeah, because they pretty much just send pretty much like the scope of work and then the things, and then to actually like place the bid, it's like I think like mid-October to November, but they just give us the things so we can do that.
Well,
and
you
then...
know, and here's the thing too, right? So let's just say you guys like the season comes, right? And snow, there's not snow right now. We can always pause the leads on the snow removal because obviously no one's going to be calling you during the summertime to remove snow. You know what I mean? So we can always remove that, which is a good thing. But once you're already approved for it, like you don't have to do the whole application process again, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just putting here. I'm just going to put Bob Smith. 2020. Okay, let me just go to, let's see. Let me go to you. You guys are 539 James Court, right? Wait a minute.
No, so
I'm looking at your old address. I'm over here looking at your old address. Never mind. Aye, aye, aye. Let me copy it from here. It's like I'm clicking on buttons, but it's like, come on, catch up with me here. Catch up. You know, the computers, it's like all of a sudden I could be typing and I'm like, what happened? You know?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I want to put Lombard. That goes here. Lombard, we're going to say 60148, yes. Go to next. Next. I'm just going to select all of them. Agree. Next. Does he do emergency services for the snow removal too?
I believe so. That's when it's property.
That's got to be freezing. I hope he wears warm stuff.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, we'll get ice sometimes on our windows. And here's the funny thing is, I always, okay, interesting. Guess what? You, all it's asking is for the background check, not even insurance or licensing for snow removal.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
But if he gets licensing for that, it's not a bad thing to update it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, like, if he wanted to, he can move forward with snow removal. I know snow removal is not going on right now, but he can move forward with the approval for the snow removal and the landscaping. And once he gets the lawn care, then he can just update us with the licensing for that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because right now he's not removing any snow. That'll probably start sometime in September, October, right?
Yeah, because the contracts usually start from November through.
And what's cool about it is because once he gets the all he's paying is just that one-time application fee, and then no leads will be turned on until he gets approved, and then he says, yeah, go ahead and activate the leads, and then that's when they would charge him the minimum monthly budget, right, for the landscape. Once he gets approved for the, once he gets his license for the lawn care, all he does is send us the, you would forward us the license and say, here's the licensing for lawn care, add us with that other category, and then we just update it.
Okay. And then, is it showing the price for the snow removal? How much that would be?
Snow removal is less. So snow removal is actually, just so you know, let's see here. Let me plug it in. Snow removal is $313 minimum monthly budget. So the leads are costing $24. But remember, because the highest, you guys would be paying the highest, but being found for all three verticals, right?
Yeah.
So, like, let's say, right. So let's say, for example, okay, you guys started off with the landscaping. Let's start the process for that, right? You're paying the 505 minimum monthly budget, $38.67 is your cost per lead. But then once you add the other categories, snow removal and even the lawn care, it's still just going to stay at 505, right?
Okay.
So it, the minimum monthly budget doesn't change. Now, the only time that the minimum monthly budget would change is, let's say, if he said, you know what, I don't want just 13 leads. I want to increase my leads to now be, let's say he wants 30 leads in the month, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he wanted 30 leads in the month, his cost per lead is always going to be $38.67, right? But if he wanted 30 leads, his minimum monthly budget would change to $1,160. That would give him up to 30 leads in the month, whether it's lawn care, landscaping, or snow removal. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So the snow removal, I definitely wouldn't activate that, those leads, until when there's actually snow, right? But it's definitely a good category as well for him.
Okay. And then, say for like
and he could target anywhere. See, here's the thing with your dad is like I had told him. So like I told you, you know, with Google Guaranteed, you could target wherever your insurance covers you. You're not mm-hmm. limited to just the current areas that you have now, right? If he wanted to target 50 miles or wherever, because I think Glendale Heights is mainly where he did the snow removal, right? If I'm not mistaken.
No, snow removal he did pretty much like from Chicago to the suburbs.
Okay.
Good radius covered.
Perfect. And when you guys were in Glendale Heights, how long ago was that?
That was about 4 years ago.
Okay. Does he still go much to that area or?
Yeah. Yeah. Glendale
okay,
Heights
good.
Is literally like 10 minutes from us.
Oh, that's not far at all.
Yeah,
okay.
Like literally it's nice because like where we're based in Lombard,
uh-huh.
pretty much like all the surrounding towns are like at least like 20 minutes from us. Like the city is 25
oh,
minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense then. Yeah, I'll even tell you like some of the companies that do snow removal and there isn't even that many, but their leads are off right now, obviously because there's no snow, right?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, he doesn't even have a lot of competition. There's just Arellano Landscaping, McKinley Water Damage Restoration, because they're a snow removal pro, and Seasonal Landscape Solutions. Those are the only three companies for Google Guaranteed that do snow removal.
Okay.
Okay. So even for that, he wouldn't have, like, a whole lot of competition for snow removal,
mm-hmm.
which is good
oh,
for him.
Sorry.
Yeah,
okay,
and even and even this one that does the seasonal landscape solutions, they only service Algonquin,
mm-hmm.
Glendale Heights and Algonquin is what they have listed. This other company, I'm looking at the areas that they serve. They serve like Chicago, Buffalo Grove, Glenview. Like they have a list of areas that they service. But their leads are off because obviously there's no snow right now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay, and then when the season comes for snow removal, because I'm sure, like, if, like, he decides to say, like, okay, can we turn off landscaping and lawn care, would he only
and just keep snow
paying
removal.
That 300? Yeah, would it be, or would he still be paying the 505?
That's a great question. I would have to find out. I would have to definitely find out. I'll get verification on that if he shuts off the landscaping and the lawn care, would he only be charged what the actual fee is for the snow removal? I'll get confirmation for you on that, and I can give you a call. Tomorrow I'm off. I might come in late in the day. If I do, I'll call you tomorrow afternoon around this
oh, yeah,
time.
I'm off tomorrow, too.
Oh, you are? Okay, then I'll follow up with you on Wednesday to let you know for sure. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'll get clarification on that one. That's a good question to ask. If we shut those other ones, if we pause those other ones and only stuck with the snow removal once that time kicks in, are you still being charged the 505 or is it just going to be what the snow removal is? Good question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll get that clarified. Okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Okay, you are so welcome, Karen. I'll talk to you on Wednesday then.
All right, perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was nice talking with you.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.